Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday and every weekday evening, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you the thrilling story of Chandu, the magician. But before our tale of magic and mystery resumes, may we say a word about the magic rule of three for washing dishes. If you believe, as many thousands of homemakers do, that nothing equals rich, thick, sudsy soap suds for washing dishes three times a day, remember these three things. First, you want a soap that makes plenty of rich, thick suds. White King is the soap for suds. Every tiny granule of soap goes to work making suds, and those White King suds stand up in water that feels comfortable to your hands. Second, you want a soap that washes dishes sparkling bright. When you follow a White King dishwashing with a hot water rinse, your dishes are left so very clean, so very bright, you can dry them in a jiffy. And third, you want a soap that is easy on your hands. Those gentle White King suds are wonderfully kind to pretty hands. For washing clothes or dishes, we know you'll love the soap we make. Yes, you'll love White King. In the Egyptian desert, Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has solved the mystery of the haunted oasis called the Village of the Lost. It proves to be a great stone house built by Prince Dimitri from the ruins of an ancient buried city. There, at this house of fear, the evil forces of black magic have brought death to countless enemies of both Dimitri and the sinister Roxor. By his occult powers, Chandler discovers the futility of his journey into the Sahara when he learns that Robert Regent is not in the desert, but in Singapore. And meanwhile, at Naji's home in Cairo, Jeff Burke, at Roxor's order, is engaged in a scheme to take Betty Regent into the desert and leave her alone at the House of Fear. Chandu, the magician.
Mother, Jeff says we might even discover some old tomb or something nobody's ever seen. Don't you think it'd be fun?
Not now, Betty. Oh. When Uncle Frank gets back with Daddy, I want to be here.
Maybe you'd let me take Miss Betty then, ma'am.
You're not serious, Mr. Burke.
You mean she can't go?
Don't you suppose I can see this is just another of Roxor's schemes? A trip into the desert.
But Jeff says he's quit working for Roxor, Mother.
I don't believe it. Please go now, Mr. Burke, and don't come here again.
All right. I don't blame you, ma'am. I told Roxo I couldn't fool you.
Why, Jeff Burke, did you just make that whole thing up?
Mrs. Regent, I wish you'd let me tell you something before I go. I never meant to get mixed up with Roxo at all.
It's no use, Mr. Burke. You did tell me that.
But it's true. A fellow named Dimitri got me into an outfit that was going to India. I didn't know Roxor was running the whole show.
Dimitri? Prince Dimitri? Why, he's horrible.
I know what he is now, Miss Betty. But it's too late. He sent me to Roxor, and now I can't get out of it.
Well, you don't have to go on with him.
I surely do. He's got a spy system Hitler would have been proud of. Oh, Roxor, don't fool around, Mrs. Regent.
I know that. But if you don't want to work for him, you can stop. Other men have.
He's got it all set to have me convicted of murder.
Jeff, did you kill somebody?
No, but he says he can cook up evidence that I did. Looks like he's going to have to get at it. Well, ma'am, I just wanted you to know. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? I'll say goodbye.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Burke. If you're telling the truth this time...
I don't know what I can swear on to make you believe me, but it's the truth, Mrs. Regent.
Do you know anything about the murder?
It was up in France, and there were three of them. Dimitri did them all.
You don't mean those people in Paris, Count Stepan and...
Ma'am, you're positively clairvoyant.
Why, my brother knows Dimitri killed them.
Mr. Chandler?
Why don't you just stay away from Roxor until my brother comes back? If Frank believes you, maybe he can help.
Roxor says he won't be coming back.
Oh, he will, too. Just hide someplace, Jeff, in the native quarter. I would.
Maybe I will. Anyway, thanks, Mrs. Regent.
I know better than you do how ruthless Roxor is. But he can't have spies in every hole and corner in Cairo.
To hear him tell it, he has. Well, good night. Good night, Miss Betty.
Abu will unlock the gate for you.
Mother, what made you believe him all of a sudden?
I don't know. It just sounded like the truth somehow. And it's exactly what Roxor would do. Oh, what on earth?
On the stairs, Mother. It's that dwarf.
Arania.
How did you get in here? How did you know we were here?
Where there is a tree and an open window, Arania, the spider can come in.
Abu.
Abu went to the gate with Jeff, Mother.
If Madame is wise, she will not call the servant.
Well, he'll be back in a moment. What do you want?
I have, what you say, news for you, Madame.
News? My husband...
Oh, Mother, how could he know anything about Daddy?
Zit! Always you laugh at Arania, Mademoiselle. But you will not laugh forever.
Oh, stop that, Arania. Why did you come here?
Do you remember what was stolen from your house in America?
Of course I do. A set of drawings and a formula. You can't have found them.
Oh, vraiment, in Algiers. In the house of a native, they were found by one who is my friend. He has sent them to me.
Oh, yes?
Mademoiselle, you do not believe Arania the spider has friends. You shall see.
Where are the drawings, Arania? Did you bring them with you?
You will pay Arania much money?
Yes, of course. I told the man in Algiers I'd give him whatever he asked for them.
And how many pounds did he ask you then, madame?
100. Is that what you want?
Oh, the drawings will be much more, expensive now, madame. $1,000 is the price.
Don't be silly. They belong to us anyway.
But I have them, mademoiselle.
Arania. If they really are my husband's drawings, I'll buy them from you. But I'll have to see them first.
I will tell you this. At the top of each one is a name. Robert Regent, Beverly Hills, California.
Mother, they must be the right ones.
I haven't $1,000 in cash, Arania. Can you come back tomorrow morning?
To meet Chengdu, who will send me away by his magic with my hands empty? Ah, no, madame. Tonight or not at all.
But I haven't the money.
Zit, I know all Americans are rich.
Even the rich ones wouldn't be silly enough to carry a lot of money around loose.
Look here, Arania. Here's my handbag.
Come on.
See for yourself. Look.
Oh. It is enchanting to see Madame begging, Arania.
Oh, Mother, don't let him touch it.
You're blessed.
Betty. See, Arania? There's not much money here. But you see this little book? Each one of those pieces of paper can be exchanged for money.
This is Chandu's magic.
No, no. All I have to do is write my name on the paper and... Why, you could get the money yourself from any bank.
Is that true? Arania can walk into the great bank and demand the money like the tallest man in the world?
Yes. Oh. They have to give you the money if you give them this paper. Look, you can watch me write.
Arania will be most happy with many beautiful dollars. American dollars.
If you want them, here. Now, give me that envelope.
Arania is an honest man, madame. You may open it to see that the drawings of Monsieur Regent are inside.
Oh, get away from her, you horrible little
Betty,
runt.
He'll be gone in a minute and we'll never have to see him again.
Open it. Open it, madame.
I will.
Oh, no, you won't, Dot.
Frank!
Chandu, in the dress of Egypt, diable!
Oh, Uncle Frank!
Hold still. I'll take that checker in him. Abu, come here.
He's brought those drawings of Robert.
10,000 curses on you, John Doe.
Hold this fellow for me, Abu.
Come here, sir. Here,
you're sure.
Give me that envelope. I thought so. Listen, Dot. Hold this up to your ear.
Uncle Frank, what is it?
I think it's a poisonous spider.
Oh, Lord of me!
Remember how he sent that girl a spider in a basket of fruit?
Can I?
Abu, take this envelope and drop it unopened into boiling water.
I watch, Hamdu.
If your sister had opened it, she would be lying dead at Aranyi's feet. And Mademoiselle also.
Nesta!
Oh, no, no, no. Always you arrive when the time is wrong. I hate you, Chandu. I hate you all.
Well.
Oh, Mother.
There, darling.
Hazam Mushtaib, Chandu.
Oh, you couldn't help it, Abu.
And I was almost ready to be sorry for him.
Take that envelope out of here, Abu.
I watch, Chandu.
Frank, where's Bob? And what about Robert?
Bob went up the other stairs. He couldn't wait to get out of those Egyptian clothes. And Robert?
You didn't get there in time.
Well, we found the place, Dot, but Robert hadn't been there.
What?
Dot, heaven knows why. He's in Singapore.
Singapore?
That's what Natasha said that man told her in Bayon.
I know. But I still don't see how Gomez could have known it. We saw Robert after that, here in Cairo. Do you remember, Dot?
Oh, in the crystal, yes, we did. Frank, you don't suppose he called me or wrote to me in Paris to tell me he was going to Singapore?
Well, you know I left word at the hotel where we could be reached.
Oh, I don't see why he should be in Singapore at all.
Well, we should hear from him in a little while. I sent him a radiogram. I took a chance he'd be at the Raffles Hotel.
If that's where he always used to stay. I suppose that's all we can do. Oh, you're worn out. Go up and change, and I'll have Abu get you and Bob something to eat.
I'll go up in a minute, Dot. I want
hey,
to tell
Mom,
you...
Hey, Mom, was Jeff Burke here?
Oh, for goodness sake, I thought you were so anxious to get out of those clothes. Yes, he was here, Bob.
Oh, I knew that's who it was.
You're not very polite yelling at Mother like that.
Who are you talking about, Bob?
A guy down in the street across there by the mosque.
Mr. Burke left here 10 minutes ago. He couldn't...
I saw him. Those two Arabs jumped him right there on the corner.
Bob.
They did, too. One of them hit him over the head with something, and they dragged him right into that little alley.
Oh, Frank. And I told him he'd be perfectly safe.
Now, before we say goodnight, we pause to suggest that you and every member of your family join us every weekday night to hear Chandu, the magician. And we suggest that you try the soap we make, White King granulated soap. You will discover that there is no better soap for your washing machine than White King. White King makes plenty of good, rich, foaming soap suds. Long-lasting suds that don't fizzle out on you when your wash water cools down. And White King suds really roll the dirt right out of your clothes. You'll be so proud of your washing. The white things so very white. The colored things kept so fresh and bright. The washing time shortened so considerably it saves you effort and saves wear on your clothes as well. So may we remind you, nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. And when you buy a box, be sure to save the box top, won't you? Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.